Chapter 4, Devotional 21. Is it time for a name change? Faith versus doubt and unbelief. John chapter 20, verse 27 tells us, "Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe.'" We must assume Thomas followed Jesus' instructions. The next verse tells us Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." It appears his realization comes too late to alter his reputation. History knows and refers to him as Doubting Thomas, not Believing Thomas. Isn't that just like the world? Fail once and you're a failure for all time to many people, no matter how many times you succeed. As a Christian, I'm thankful that God is very patient and understanding, and that he promises he will not remember our sins. I'm so thankful that I do not have an eternal reputation as Gary the, and here's a list of Gary, the 1, sinner, 2, foolish, 3, man of little faith, 4, liar, 5, business failure, 6, promiscuous man, 7, man of the world, 8, incompetent spiritual leader of his family, 9, double-minded, 10, fearful. I give praise for God's mercy and grace, that I can stand on the truth of his word, and know that all my sins have been forgiven, and that today I am called a son of the Most High God. Today, I am no longer a prodigal son living in the world. I praise God that he brought me to my senses and that I came home. In my father's house, I was granted a name change to Gary, cherished and faithful son. In fact, several years ago, a close brother in Christ referred to me as Barnabas, son of encouragement. Others have called me that. I admit I like it, and I have grown comfortable with the name. When I hear it, I am reminded of my level of faith in God and his calling on my life to teach and encourage. I encourage you to ask God to show you any area of your life where you need to stop doubting and simply believe. Is it time for a name change or a new beginning? Decide today to be known as a mighty man or awesome woman of God. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness and patience. Jesus, help me to stop walking in fear, doubt, and unbelief. Jesus, today I choose to simply believe through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen.